An object at rest tends to remain at rest. Unless, of course, there is an outside force that impacts it. I know that this illustration was used between a student and a teacher and wondering why he was always late to class, until the teacher finally sent someone to bang on his door and get him out of bed so he wouldn't miss class. But sometimes we wonder, how can something at rest also perhaps be in motion at the same time? Perhaps that is a common conception of a particular passage that I'd like for us to look at this evening. If you would look with me at the book of 1 John in chapter 2. 1 John in chapter 2. Here in verse 6, John says, "He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk, just as he walked." Now, at first glance, abiding would seem to give the impression that you are where you're supposed to be and you're not supposed to be anywhere else. So how can you remain where you are but also walking at the same time? Well, first we've got to remember that God will never tell us to do something that we cannot do. Within our own limited powers, and with the help of God, we can certainly do whatever He tells us to do. So how can we abide in Him and walk just as He walked? Well, first, if we abide in Him, that means we've already been in Him. And so we have to be in Christ. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, Paul explained very clearly how one gets into Christ. He said, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." You see, by hearing the gospel, believing it, and obeying it, by being baptized for the remission of our sins, we begin to be in Christ. And once we've been in Christ, we have to work very hard to remain in Christ. You'll recall that once we are in Christ, there is something indeed that we must do. I believe Jesus illustrated this very well in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. In chapter 15 and in verse 1, Jesus explained, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." He went on to explain that the branches, which are we, are abiding in the vine. He says there in verse 2 that every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. For as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." The branches are rooted in the vine. And as Christians, we should be rooted in Jesus Christ. And notice that we abide in Him, and He says He will abide in us. And then as he goes on in that chapter, he tells us to abide in his love in verses 9 and following. Does that mean that we can stop loving God? Well, we love God because he first loved us, and we know that God is love. And that's something I must continue to do, to keep on loving. And I don't do so by what I say, but rather, as John also said in the book of 1 John, I love by what I do. In word or in tongue? No, but in deed and in truth. deed and in truth shows action. And if I'm bearing fruit, I'm performing an action. If I am abiding in Christ, I must also walk as he walked. Well, if we go back closer to our text in the same book of 1 John, you'll remember that earlier in chapter 1 and in verse 7, John said that if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I am walking where Christ is walking. On one occasion, Jesus said that I am the light of the world, and on another occasion, he said that ye are the light of the world. If we're walking together and showing the true light in a dark world, you can see how we are working together. By being where Christ is, we can have fellowship with him and with each other. Well, Christ did walk this earth for a little while, but you'll recall that his time was limited. When he finished the work that his Father left to do, he ascended back into heaven. And Peter reminds us in the book of 1 Peter, there in chapter 2, that we have a reminder of how to walk. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 21, Peter says, "To this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Christ did set the best example for us. The life that he lived, the words that he spoke, and the good example in which he set. That is something that we must do. As Christ talked the talk, and as he walked the walk, we must abide in him. We must walk just as he walked. And we can do that in our constant study of his word. By studying the word of God, we learn more about him. We learn about the example that he set, and thus we can abide by that example. We can remain in him. And not only can we abide in him, but we can walk just as he walked. And so let us remain in his word and do the things that he commands us. That is how we abide in him and walk as he walked. Tonight we're about to sing a song of encouragement. And if there is one that needs to respond to the invitation, if you need to be in him or to remain in him, if you need to walk as he walked, if you need the prayers and encouragement from the church, we want to help you in any way we can as together we stand and sing.